Treasury Star Parade. The Treasury Star Parade brings you Nancy Kelly and James Monks in a dramatic story of America's great merchant marine called They Also Serve. We on the home front must also serve. And our contribution to this fight for freedom is war bonds and war stamps. Not just a few now and then when it doesn't pinch. It's our sacred duty to invest every single cent over and above the bare necessities of life in war bonds and stamps. We're already doing our bit. But let's do better than that. Let's do our best. Thousands at his bidding speed and post o'er land and ocean without rest. They also serve who only stand and wait.
Next, Jim Welch.
Oh, hello. Thought you quit after your last trip.
Nope, back again.
Signing on for another triad, huh?
That's right. Heard you needed men.
We do. Okay, report tomorrow, and I'll give you your ship.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you tomorrow.
Next.
Hey, Pete, two steaks and some beer.
That's Bye. Expensive talk, handsome.
I may not see you for some time.
Jimmy, you've signed on again.
Yep. Oh, don't look like that.
Oh, but you promised me that you wouldn't.
Oh, honey, they need men like anything. And it gives double pay and a war bonus.
Well, where are they sending you?
Yeah, they don't tell you these days. Maybe London or Murmansk. Maybe Melbourne or Honolulu, who knows?
Well, I'll be waiting for you.
You will?
Honest, I will.
Oh, Margie, I want to... Well, that is, if you like me enough, you know what I want to say.
Yes, I know, Jimmy.
When I come back?
Uh-huh. Oh, lean over here, you big lug. I want to give you something.
Oh, you know how I feel about you, Margie.
When will you be back, Jim?
About 4 weeks. What are you looking at?
That blonde woman dressed in black sitting alone over at that corner table. I've seen her in here a lot lately, and she's always alone. She always sits at the same table. Her eyes seem so sad.
Two sizzlers and a couple of beers.
Yeah, that's right.
Say, Pete.
Hmm?
Who's that blonde over there?
Her? I don't know her, Margie. She came in one day about 2 weeks ago and asked me, can I wait here? And I said, sure, lady. And now every day, 6 o'clock on the button, she's here. 8 o'clock, she gets up and goes. Of course, it's none of my business. Oh, if you want anything else, we'll just whistle.
I wonder who she's waiting for.
Aw, honey, cheer up. Before you know it, I'll be back and think of all that dough. With $400, why, we can set up the nicest little kennel two homeless dogs ever had. Hey, look, how about a kiss? Huh?
Bon voyage, Jimmy. Bon voyage to all the crews who sail the convoys, pushing onward through the fog, no horizon ahead, in the slanting rain, against the savage wind. Some are lost. Precious cargoes, bombers marked for Murmansk, and tanks intended for Ike Eisenhower. But mostly they go through. With gaping wounds, the tired ships slip into port, delivering death to the enemy on the Russian front, the African desert, the Pacific Islands, Atlantic and Pacific convoys. Good luck, Jim, and bon voyage.
You sleep, Jimmy?
No, Tom, I'm too tired.
We sure hit the jackpot today. 6 alerts.
But no hits, thank God.
Yeah, we ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till we head up north. Here on out, we'll be sleeping on deck next to a hatch and a life raft. Jimmy? Jimmy, you asleep?
No. No, just thinking.
What about?
You know, if I come through this kicking, Tom, maybe I'm not going to ship anymore.
Yeah, I'll say that every trip.
Yeah, I think I'll settle down. Get married.
Well, what do you know? The seafaring hero turns landlubber, huh?
It isn't fair to Margie, keeping her waiting.
You think you're the only sucker taking risks? Everybody's sticking his chin out one way or another these days. What about the wives of those Marines slugging it out with the Japs?
Yeah.
Or the pilots battling with the Jerrys? Women are waiting for their men all over the world.
Yeah, I know, but this is different. Margie's always been kind of kicked around all her life. She's got a break coming.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, Jimmy. I understand. But a lot depends on us guys. What good does it do all this production if we don't deliver the goods? We've got to, man. Come hell or high water.
We've been hit.
And no mistake. Come on, let's get out of here.
Hey, this door's locked. Listen. Listen, you can hear the water pounding down the companionway.
Hey, this door's open. No water here yet. Come on, hurry.
Oh,
Tom! Tom! Hey, some of the fellas were playing cards in the mess room. That's where the water was coming in.
Maybe we can still get him on the speaking tube. Try it.
Yeah. Hey, down there. This is Jimmy.
Hi.
Can you get out?
Nah. Passages are filling up.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, we're having an AC-DOC game, and I'm still winning.
Good God. We got to do something to get you out.
Listen, you get yourself onto a raft and quit stalling around up there. We'll be all right.
Okay. Good luck. We'll be seeing you.
So long. Good luck, Jimmy. Don't make any dates with mermaids.
Hiya, Pete.
Hello, Margie. How's it going?
Oh, okay, I guess. Pretty lonesome.
Yeah. When does Jim get back?
Couple of weeks.
Hello, Pete.
Hiya. There's our blonde again. Every night like this, from 6 to 8. Whoever she's waiting for is sure taking his time.
Yeah. Well, I think I'll sit down. Maybe we can join forces, a little gin rummy game or something, huh?
Yeah, why don't you? I'm going to try and catch up on my reading. I haven't had a chance to read Terry and the Pirates all day.
No kidding.
No kidding. Oh, you want some radio, Marge? And those will be on in a few minutes.
Sure, swell.
Yeah, just like I thought. Princess Bolgio turns out to be...
Hello. Hello. Mind if I sit down?
No, not at all.
My name's Marjorie Cannon.
Mine's June Harris.
How do you do? I've seen you waiting here, and I'm waiting too, so
yeah,
I...
I'm waiting for my husband. When he took his last ship, we arranged to meet here.
Oh, I see.
You can never tell anymore when he'll come in, so I'm always on hand.
Yeah. The guy I'm waiting for is due back in a couple of weeks.
Oh. Tall guy you were with when I first saw you in here?
That's him.
Good looking.
Yeah.
Would you like to see a picture of my husband?
Sure. Say, he's all right, too.
And now for our 5-minute news summary. 2 ships on Atlantic convoy have been torpedoed and sunk in the past 2 days. At latest report...
Pete, why'd you turn the radio off?
Why, for nothing.
Pete, what's the matter?
Nothing, I tell you.
But there is. I can tell it by your face. Pete, maybe that was Jimmy's ship?
Oh, go on. Why, Jimmy's ship ain't the only one on the sea.
Let me see that newspaper.
Oh, now, Margie.
Let me see it. Pete, I can tell by your face it is Jimmy's ship.
Yeah. All right. Here it is. They printed the crew list, but look, it's only the first news. And they got lots of lifeboats. Why, they...
No, Pete. All my life, that's how things happen to me. But not this, not Jim.
You mustn't give up hope. He may come back.
Hope? That's a nice little word that fools you all the time.
Oh, no, it doesn't fool you. Hope gives you the courage to go on. It's a kind of a bargain you make with fate. As long as we wait, there's hope. Hope that we'll win. That someday, there'll be a world where you know your man will come home at night. That all men will come home. And women won't have to wait in vain. That's worth waiting for, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Thank you.
ain't so much if there was room on this raft to stretch.
I don't think I'll ever get these kinks out of me.
I keep bailing, but we've still got water. Hey, look. There's a hole here large enough to put my fist through.
That's all we needed. How long do you think it'll hold up?
Long. Who knows?
Help. Help, I'm drowning.
There goes Red.
Help, get me out of
here. Hilarious again.
Red.
Help.
Red, you're safe. You're with Jimmy and Tom, and we're going to be picked up soon.
Poor guy.
Hey, kid. Kid, listen. Hang on, will you? Red, we're going to be saved. Someone's going to find us. Just hang on for a little while. Can you hear me, Red? Red.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
Look. It is. It is. It's a ship. Red, it's a ship. It's an American ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right, it is. You hear that, Red? Look. It's an American ship.
I came here to pray. Now I don't know the words.
I know, Jim. What do you say?
Nothing, Tom. Nothing. I guess you don't have to say anything to pray. Not the men who are doing their job, trying to make a world where all men come home at night, and women won't have to wait in vain. What you do is your prayer.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right, kid. Maybe so.
Yeah. Say, look, we gotta go.
Yeah?
Yeah. On account of I hear it's bad manners to keep the minister waiting.
Oh, you fool. You silly goon. Come on, Jim, let's get going. This honeymoon's gonna be short enough as it is.
When do you ship, Jim?
He's going to sign on again just as soon as the honeymoon's over.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this war, no one is exempt from serving. For it's up to every single one of us whether we keep or lose our precious heritage of freedom. Let us never lose sight of the value of that freedom. Our men in the Merchant Marine have put a price on it. They stake their lives on it. So do our men in the armed forces. What's it worth to us here at home for whom these men fight and die? We are asked to invest a small percentage of what we earn every payday in war bonds and stamps. Not give, mind you, just invest. So don't stop at 10 or 15 or 20%. Invest every penny you can possibly scrape together. For it's for the future of our country, for the men who fight to preserve it, and for ourselves. It's our fight too, remember. And war bonds and stamps are our best weapon. The United States Treasury Department wishes to thank Nancy Kelly and James Monk and the distinguished artists who gave their talents to this performance and this station for the use of its facilities. The original musical score was composed and conducted by David Brookman. The script was by Lily Artell and Malcolm Meacham. Other writing by Thelma Ritter and Joseph Moran. The production was directed by Henry P. Hayward. This is Jimmy Wallington suggesting that you check the radio columns of your local paper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.